Today's reading scripture is Proverbs 16:18. Pride goes before destruction, and a haughty spirit before trembling. Amen.
Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, Proverbs 16:18 says, pride goes before destruction, and a haughty spirit before stumbling. Parents want their children to grow well, and they worry about their children until they grow up. And now at the age of 60, the mother worries about her son at the age of 40. Now, be careful, drive safely. Even though the son thinks that she doesn't need to say that anymore, his mother still takes care of him. Why? Because even though the son is getting old, to their parents, the children look young. That's why they care that like that. Our Father God tells us about pride and arrogance many times in the Bible, because it is the evil that we have to be very careful with, very careful. We have to get rid of every evil, especially pride among them. It's hard to discover, and it becomes a great obstacle for us to come into a spirit. So that's why Father God, who protects His children with His blazing eyes and desires them to come into spirit, talks about pride all the time in the Bible. Just like parents worrying about their children, Father God wants you to check whether you are full of pride and whether you are humble in your heart. I hope that you can have this blessed time tonight. I pray in the name of the Lord that this time will become great strength for you to come into spirit. And our pride goes before destruction, and a haughty spirit before stumbling. The Bible talks about pride and arrogance many times. So Proverbs says, pride goes before destruction, and the haughty spirit before stumbling. If you consider yourself better than anybody or superior to anybody, and because of the if you hate people and dislike them and distance yourself from them, then you are full of pride and you are arrogant. You don't listen to others. You don't like when people point you. You distance yourself from them. You like people who are speaking plausible words to you. Otherwise, you don't like them. You despise people, and you ignore people. You ignore people because you don't consider others better than you are. You think you are superior to others. When I said you think you are superior, is that you are more educated or you have better etiquettes or manners, and you think you are ahead of others. So you have to correctly understand what I'm saying. So you are full of pride and arrogance if you don't consider yourself inferior to others, or if you don't consider others better than you are. Even though you are a parish pastor, you cannot think you are superior to other guidance pastors. Those praise leaders, you think you are loved by others, so you may think you are better than others. Well, then that kind of thought itself is an act of pride and arrogance. You are good at studying, and you think you are better than others who don't study better than you are, then it is a pride. You shouldn't think like that. If you have this kind of pride, you don't listen to others. You don't like when people point you. So you talk back. You should say, Amen, yes, and you should be grateful. But when you're appointed, you have ill feelings in your heart. So you make an excuse. When others are praised, you don't like it. When your rival is praised, you rather reveal the weak points of your rival people. You don't like to be pointed. You distance yourself from those who point you. All this, these are pride. I'm going to tell you seven kinds of those, people of pride. But tonight, I'm going to tell you three. First, people of pride think they are superior to others, so they have strife with others. Proverbs 13:10 says, through insolence becomes nothing but strife, but wisdom is with those who receive counsel. When you have pride, when you are arrogant, you bring up in a strife with others. Then you should realize that you are full of arrogance. If you have pride or arrogance in you, then you may have strife against others. If you don't have such pride, then you will not make a strife with others. You will just rather give a smile. However, if you have something, if you like some kind of uneasy feeling, then chances are that you may come up with strife with others. If you have that kind of pride, when people smile at you, you rather think the other people consider you inferior to the other. So you have to always remember what Father God dislikes and get rid of it. Through insolence comes nothing but strife, but wisdom is with those who receive counsel. Well, those who accept reproach with smile, they are those with wisdom. Well, there is a story. Among the worldly people, if there are three people, then one of them can become your teacher. It means anybody has something that you can learn. Whether they are bad or good, they can become a teacher that you can learn something from. So, you have to always look back on yourself and then check yourself whether you are listening to others with a good heart. People of pride do not consider others. They always think that they are right, they are superior to others. So, strifes always occur. In the Bible, there are many examples of strife that are resulted from pride. Leah and Rachel, and Sarah and Hagar. I'm going to tell you what kind of hearts they had and how they should have acted. Don't consider them as figures in the Bible. Please reflect yourself on this story and receive grace. What if you are a Leah or a Rachel? What if you are in the shoes of Sarah or Hagar? What would you have done? Think about this and change yourself. Let's think about Leah and Rachel, two wives to Jacob. Jacob took the firstborn son's right from his brother Esau, and he escaped to his uncle Laban, and he served his uncle for 7 years to get Rachel as his wife. Jacob loved Rachel because Rachel looked more beautiful than his sister Leah. His uncle Laban promised him to give him Rachel as his wife. But, after 7 years. However, Uncle Laban deceived Jacob and gave him Leah instead of Rachel. So Jacob had to work seven more years to get Rachel as his wife. But until Leah gave, birth to four sons, and Rachel couldn't have a child. So there was a strife. Genesis 30, verse 1 says, "Now when Rachel saw that she bore Jacob no children, she became jealous of her sister, and she said to Jacob, 'Give me children or else I die.'" Well, she should have been thankful because she was loved more than her own sister. She should have been more humble. However, she quarreled with her husband. So that's why Jacob got angry. Genesis 30, verse 2 says, "Am I in the place of God? Who has withheld from you the fruit of the woman?" Rachel thought she was right, so she couldn't obey Jacob. So, when someone is stubborn like this, people cannot easily accept them. So, strifes easily occur. If she had just obeyed and humble, then there must have been no strife. But she was full of pride. And she thought she was better than her sister. And when she spoke like that, strife occurred. In Africa, people catch monkeys in a very interesting way. They put a bag where monkeys walk around. The hole's size is small enough to put the monkey just one hand. And in the back, there is something that monkey is like. But the hole is small enough. Monkeys, find something that it likes, right? So monkey puts his hand inside the hole, and the hunter approaches the monkey, but monkey tries to escape. However, the monkey doesn't let go of what is in its hand. So the monkey cannot escape. So the monkey got caught. If the monkey, let go of the food, the monkey could escape and, it would not be hunted. However, because of the greed, the monkey got hunted and lost its freedom. As you can see, pride and arrogance, stubbornness, they're all useless. They are rather harmful. But you don't get rid of it. That's why you don't come into spirit. You stay in the flesh and do evil. Even in a situation where you must obey, if you don't do it, then it is great evil. You have to get rid of that kind of thought that, which makes you think you're superior to others. Are you going to become a monkey who doesn't let go of useless things? You should rather let go of them and make peace with others with broad mind. Genesis chapter 16 talks about Sarah and her maid Hagar. God blessed Abraham with the blessing of children. Abraham left his hometown and his father's household and came to the land of Canaan. But 10 years passed, he didn't have a son. Abraham became 85 years old. So, Sarah asked Abraham to get a child through her maid Hagar. Abraham slept with the maid, and Hagar became pregnant. Now, the problem occurred. After Hagar figured out that she got pregnant, she started to despise her master Sarah. She should have been thankful and served Sarah better. However, once she knew that she got pregnant, she became arrogant and she despised her master. And Sarah didn't do a good job either. When Sarah got pregnant with Isaac, Sarah didn't allow Ishmael, which were born from Hagar, to ridicule Isaac. Genesis 21:10 says, "Therefore she said to Abraham, 'Drive out this maid and her son, for the son of this maid shall not be an heir with my son Isaac.'" Since Sarah also had a son, she got the right better than in Hagar and her son Ishmael. However, Sarah didn't have a heart of goodness. She rather remembered what her maiden Hagar did, and she revenged. If Sarah had not given birth to Isaac, she could not have made Hagar and Ishmael driven out from Abraham's household because of her pride and arrogance. The strife occurred. Job was on the trial, and his friends came. But when his friends asked him to repent and turn back, he quarreled with his sister. Job thought his wisdom and knowledge was better than his friends. So he quarreled with his friends. Job 12, verse 2 says, "Truly, then you are the people, and with you wisdom will die." And Job 13, verses 1 and 2, "Behold, my eye has seen all this, my ear has heard and understood it. What you know, I also know. I am not inferior to you." You can see that he didn't like his friends acting superior to Job. She was not humble. Job was arrogant, full of pride, so he didn't listen to his friends. If you listen to senior pastor's sermons, which he delivered in the 1990s, senior pastor said this story once in a while. Nowadays you changed a lot, so you don't do this. He said, there was a husband and wife, and either the husband or the wife was a member of this church and the other was not. But they each other stick to their own idea, and they thought they were righteous. And they argued in front of senior pastor. So they didn't give time to our senior pastor to talk. So they wasted 30 minutes of meeting time. When senior pastor tried to say something, they stick to their own idea. Even though they came for counseling to senior pastor, they didn't give senior pastor time to talk. They have waited for months to get that meeting time with senior pastor. However, they thought they were right. They didn't listen to each other. They didn't give senior pastor time to say something. I don't think many members of these days will not do that. You are ready to listen, and you will say, "Amen, we will change." However, when you talk to your wife or husband, or when you talk to someone else, how well do you listen to others and consider them better than you are? You have to look back. There was a member. She thought, she was always right, but her husband was not. She wants to change herself, though. So she asked me, "Why am I not changed?" So I said, "You have to get rid of hatred from your heart just come in to come in and stand on the rock. And she said, you know, I am praying all the time. I am faithful. I'm not making sacrifice. Why don't I stand on the rock of faith? Last year, it was. She said, Pastor, I was wrong. I'm so thankful to my husband and to my family. And she received God's revelation. She was close to Rock of Faith, 58%. Now, I visited her recently, and she changed a lot, dramatically. She said, my husband is precious to me. Everything he has done was right. Everything I have done was not right. She always says, the blame lies with me. Sometimes she got angry, sometimes she got stubborn. But she always said, you know, it was, you know, her husband's in the blame. No, people around her say, you know, I can understand how, you know, how can she change like that? You know, she used to put blame on others, but now she put every blame on herself. Now she always makes the confession of goodness, and she is changing. And I believe that she will come into a spirit. Just like this lady, our mommy members are changing. You listen to others, you don't stick to your idea. You don't think you are right. Even though you insist your idea, you don't think you are right. But you rather consider others, and you pray to Father God, Father God, I'm sorry to stick to my own idea. Please change me. I believe that you have changed like this. If you don't listen to others, then it is pride too. But when you listen to others, and when you have some ill feelings, even though there was no strife, or if you ignore people, then it is something that you have to repent of. You work hard to change yourself, so strife doesn't occur. But if you have ill feelings because you think you're superior to others, and if you despise others, if you ignore others, and if you think, why do they stick to their own idea? Why do they insist their idea only? Then it is an act of pride as well. So, those people of pride can be used because, I mean, thanks to their talents. However, they cannot receive respect and love from others. So, from time to time, they become just like King Saul, who was used once but discarded later on. I hope that you can break your arrogance or pride and accomplish righteousness. Do not insist on your own idea, but listen to others, and do not make strife against others. The second type of the man of pride is that they are out of their bounds, and they go beyond their, you know, reach. Pride or arrogance begins when you are out of your bounds and goes beyond your reach. If your children give up their duty, or if when subordinates ignore their duty or their manner to their bosses or seniors, it is to be out of one's bounds. So if you are like this, you have to check whether you are full of pride or not. Well, sometimes, you know, pride begins because they don't know what they're doing. There is a limit or there is bound that you should not go over. There is duty that you should do. But you don't know those things. And you don't know it becomes the start of pride. However, they are all in the category of pride. Even though you didn't know before, since it has the same root with pride, later on, it will become pride, even after you know it is a pride. So, you have to find this attribute of pride and get rid of it. Then let me make an example for you. The example is King Saul. Before he became a king, he was humble and he was shy before the people who tried to make him a king. However, after he became the king, he tried to kill David. He was full of pride and arrogance. Once after he became the king, you know, he rather, because of his pride, you know, he tried to kill David. Life and death is at the hand of God. Even though David was anointed by God as a king, King Saul went beyond his reach and tried to kill David. This is the look of pride. After he became the king, he was out of his bounds, and his deeds began to become the acts of, you know, pride. In Samuel, 1 Samuel chapter 15, verse 22 and 23 says, Samuel said, Has the Lord as much delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as in obeying the voice of the Lord? Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to heed than the fat of rams. For rebellion is as the sin of divination, and insubordination is as iniquity as idolatry. Because you have rejected the word of the Lord, he has also rejected you from being king. However, King Saul was pride, and he couldn't listen. He couldn't understand his pride. He rather said in 1 Samuel chapter 15, verse 30, I have sinned, but please honor me now before the elders of my people and before Israel, and go back with me that I may worship the Lord your God. When he was pointed, he should have looked back and repent. However, he rather wanted to be respected and lifted up. He rather wanted to hide his fault. In this kind of situation, men of humbleness would kneel down before God and render their hearts in repentance and turn back from their sin, following the will of God. However, because of heart of pride, Saul finally faced the destruction. Not only himself, but his three sons, you know, died the same day. You should know that pride goes before destruction. So you should realize that when you are out of your bounds and go beyond your reach, and it is the start of arrogance and pride. Even though things look all right to you and right to you, if it is not the will of God, or if it is against the word of God, then you should know that the pride already began. When you are working for the church, sometimes you may find something that you may find, sometimes, you know, you may find your idea is not in accordance with the will of God. Even though you realize this, you don't repent and turn back. You rather stick to your own idea. Then it is to go beyond your reach. Let's think about Job and his pride. As I said earlier, because of his heart of pride, he quarreled with his friends, and he rather grudged and against God. Job 16 verse 9 says, His anger has torn me and hunted me down. He has gnashed at me with his teeth. My adversary glares at me. But there is no, I mean, if God became angry, there must be a reason for him to get angry. However, he just thinks like this. You know, Job 16, just as Job 16:9 says, you know, he says, you know, God has gnashed at, you know, Job with, you know, God's teeth. When you are in conversation with someone, and if you think someone was, you know, glaring at you and gnashing at you, then you should realize that you have such ill feelings in your heart. It's evil, and you have evil in you. But as you can see, Job was speaking such, you know, unspeakable words. He said, his anger has torn me and hunted me down. He has gnashed me at me with his teeth. My adversary glares at me. This is not something Father God would do. However, he said that because he was full of pride. People under trials should become humble and look back on themselves, and they have to find something to repent of and turn back quickly. However, Job didn't realize that he lifted himself. He was full of evil. He thought what his friends said was not right. He thought he was right all the time, or he was the best among them. But he went beyond his reach even before God. Most time, people become spiritually arrogant and they don't realize it. Especially, spiritual arrogance is based on a very little and trivial spiritual experience. And through that trivial experience, people think they had tremendous and great spiritual experience. When you listen to the testimony of people who went to heaven, then you can discern that, these people went to paradise or these people went to the first kingdom. But there are people who just had a glimpse of, you know, a paradise right before they die, right? My mother can go to the first kingdom or the second kingdom. Because you heard great details of heaven through our senior pastor. But the spiritual realm is huge. If you had a small experience of the spiritual realm, and you should realize that it is very small. Dear brothers and sisters, you can find this lesson from history. Let's say someone helped the king, and the man got the authority and power as a prize for his, you know, faithful work. However, if the man does the evil to his people, he'd rather become, you know, harm to the king that he used to help. And later on, the man's, you know, sin got revealed, and, you know, such people meet, you know, a tragic end. So, even though you are lifted, or even though you are acknowledged and recognized, you should always check whether you have a heart of pride or whether you go beyond your limit. You know, there are more and more spiritual workers in this church. From time to time, senior pastor praise them. Why does he do that? Because our members can learn from their good things and come into spirit quickly. Even though they are not whole spirit, since they love God, the shepherd, and the church, and they are worthy of, you know, God's, you know, delight. So, senior pastor wants to make them as samples before the congregation. However, there's one thing that you should be very careful with. Senior pastor does not praise everything those people do. He just praised just the part of them. However, when senior pastor praise someone, there are many people who just follow them unconditionally. And the mistakes are made. You may misunderstand that, you know, the man got praised by senior pastor for everything and you follow them. Then unwanted results may come out. And especially the men or the people who are praised by senior pastor should be very careful. Even though they are praised and loved by the congregation, they should be very careful not to go beyond their limits and the reach. Then it will help them to come into deeper level of spirit. When senior pastor praised them, then you have to look at themselves and you have to look for something that they are short of, and they have to feel it. Otherwise, they will stop where they are. So you should be always humble and change yourself and increase your faith. When you are praised, if you lift yourself, then trouble occurs. You should be more humble. You should be low yourself. And our congregation, when senior pastor praised someone, then you have to try. You have to work hard to resemble them. The thing that senior pastor praised. However, if you think, that men have this kind of shortcomings, then you should know that you have pride and arrogance as well. You have to just focus on the thing that senior pastor praised for and learn from it instead of, you know, judging. So if you judge your brother, then it is an act of pride. You became arrogant. You should know there is a speck in your eyes. If you judge, gossip, or condemn others, then you should know that you have speck in your eyes. When you become arrogant, when your heart is lifted up, for example, you learn something. Why? Because you want to use what you learn and share their learning with others. However, some people think they are superior to others because they think they know better than they know more than others. Others do. When your rank goes up in your work, then you should become more humble. However, there are people who enjoy their ranks in their company. Our pastors, when your rank goes up, or elders, when you become elders, you should be more humble. Senior pastor once said this. The leaders of the pastors should more humble and serve others more. You have to always see what other pastors need. And you have to always find things to help them better. When I lead the morning meeting, from time to time, I have to deliver the will of senior pastor or Pastor Soo-jin Lee. Sometimes, now I have to focus on something. But I found myself that I was not delivering the will of senior pastor in the right way. I rather hurted others' heart. But thankfully, since the will was in accordance with the will of God, and the people could feel other pastors could feel what I said. I just want to be more humble and you know, convey those words to people with the heart of the Lord. Of course, our pastors accept them with the heart of the Lord. I wish I can become more humble and convey those messages with a better, you know, good heart. However, there are some pastors giving orders to their congregation and become angry easily. Instead of serving others, they rather want to be served. They have to serve others more and more. However, they want to be served and they give orders to others. Even though you are given any authority, you should not enjoy it. Even though you are in a leading position, you should not easily give orders. If you are in a leader's position, you have to control yourself and you have to endure. There are many things that you have to be patient. And you should not, you should consider others and, you know, make instant orders. You have to check whether they can come to the meeting in a sudden, you know, a meeting order. But if you make such, you know, unplanned, you know, order, then you have to look back and change yourself. What if they are given a position as the president of a country? Then so many people, you know, have to sacrifice themselves and many people have to suffer. All these are resulted from arrogance and lifted heart. Well, you can find these things in your everyday life. You don't want to be a part of the work that others do when, you know, all others are claiming the sanctuary, but, you know, you are out of the group because you are special and you want to be treated specially. Or you think you are enjoying some kind of privilege. These are all from the lifted heart. What if an authority is given to such people? They rather enjoy their authority and use it for a bad purpose. When, like this, you know, when authority is not used right, you should realize that, you know, along with the lifted the rank, you know, their hearts are also, you know, lifted up. So you should be very careful. The higher your rank goes up, the more chances you've got to serve others. When your authority is used right, the value of the rank becomes bigger. However, if you want to be served and try to control others, then you should realize that the pride goes in the before in the destruction. Romans 12:16 says, "Be of the same mind toward one another. Do not be haughty in mind, but associate with the lowly. Do not be wise in your own estimation." If you don't control yourself, but lift it up, then you will become like a balloon. The balloon will explode, will be flat, and eventually. Isaiah 2:12 says, "For the Lord of hosts will have a day of reckoning against everyone who is proud and lofty, and against everyone who is lifted up, that he may be abased." You should know the pride goes before destruction. And you can find many examples in the Bible, even in the history of the world. Yourself and your pride, your family and people around you, you know, they will also face destruction because of your pride. If you go beyond your reach just once, then it's not easy to come back. So you have to be careful all the time to be inside your bound and become humble all the time and control yourself. Then humbleness goes before the respect. If you don't serve your boss, then it is an act of pride as well. Since you think you are better than your own boss, and you despise your boss, it is arrogance and pride. That's why you cannot serve your boss right. The third type of a man of arrogance is ignoring ranks. In your life, you may be a part of a group or company. When there is a meeting for pastors or congregation or workers, and there are ranks all the time. For example, in a meeting of pastors, you may think of ranks according to age or the position, and spiritual ranks as well. Spiritual rank is decided how much they resemble God the Father, love God better, and work according to the will of God. Depending on how much glory they give glory to God, you know, their ranks are decided. And Father God gives His power and authority to such people of Holy Spirit and acknowledges them. When Israelites escaped from Egypt, God put Moses as the highest rank. And right underneath him, there was Aaron, the high priest, and his sister, Miriam. Even though they were elder brother and elder sister to Moses, and Father God didn't forgive them to despise Moses, because Moses was spiritually higher than them. Father God recognized Moses better than others. He loved Moses better than others. And he put Moses as the spiritual head of all people. Even though they share same blood, when they criticized Moses, Father God didn't forgive them. Miriam got leper, and Moses prayed, and she got healed. Since the spiritual ranks are before Father God, when you ignore them, then it's not forgiven. There are no people who ignore the spiritual ranks the Father God set up, either in Old nor in New Testaments. Spiritual ranks are not decided by people. Only Father God can do. However, if you think of the Word of God, then you may estimate the spiritual rank of people. Spirit can communicate. And the Holy Spirit knows the heart of Father God. The Holy Spirit may let you know. So, to the extent that you come into spirit or Holy Spirit, you can check what kind of level of spirit in other people came in. This is what senior pastor said in 1997. At this kind of level of spirit, that they can understand Father God's heart this much, and that they can judge others who are under them. Father God loves Mammin Church and our shepherd. So Father God gave us our measure of faith from year 2011. So we should be very thankful. To help us increase our faith, to help us come into spirit much more quickly, Father God gave us our measure of faith. And when there was a feast of spirit, and the people were so pleased when they have dinner and lunch, when they listen to senior pastor, they loved it. to be with me, Pastor. In prayer house, Senior Pastor showed us the video clip of New Jerusalem. And in that in prayer place, I couldn't realize whether the video clip is heaven or prayer place is heaven. I thought myself, how happy will I be when I go to New Jerusalem in Shepherd's Castle? You know, we were served with fine dishes. The delicious lunch and dinner and beautiful performance. The senior pastor said, if the tent was bigger than this, then our praise team would not, would not sweat a lot under that scorching sun. The senior pastor even worried about and then took care of it, those performing members. And he showed the same care for us. And after I came home, as I thought of what Senior Pastor said and did for us, I was so thankful and happy. I lie down to sleep on that day. And I was reminded of those people who sat at the same table. And I was so happy. Every year, I feel differently. When someone says something, others listen to him. Oh, really? Uh-huh. And we reacted. And we praised each other. Uh-huh. I was so touched, when you sang these songs. I was so touched when you did this. Someone said. Someone shared, her napkins and tissues with others. And the other put in a hand warmer, not just one, but many, 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 hot warmers. And he shared with many other people. And others shared their gums. We remembered what we had and we tried to share with others. And as I remembered what happened on that day, I was so happy. Wait for me, I will bring you coffee. And we cared for each other, we praised each other, we encouraged each other. We shared our testimonies and God's grace. Uh-huh, this is heaven. And we don't lift ourselves, but we lift others and serve others. I was so touched. Dear brothers and sisters, we were so happy when we were with the people of spirit. But when we go to Grand Sanctuary, we will be surrounded by people of spirit. Just as we become the people of spirit, how beautiful it will be. Since Father God let us know the ranks, spiritual ranks, we are ready and we are very courageous to advance and higher our spiritual ranks. And we are so thankful for that. Now we can discern how good the people are. Since we learn goodness and levels of goodness, we can discern what kind of level of goodness a certain people reached at. Well, you may know about the different levels of goodness as knowledge. However, to correctly discern, you have to reach a certain level. When your level of goodness is the fourth level, then you can discern people who are in the first, the second, third, and fourth levels of goodness. You can see easily what kind of level of goodness they are in when you listen to them, when you see them. If you are in the fourth level, then you can discern people of goodness in the first, second, and third, and fourth level. So only after you come into spirit, you can discern spirit underneath you. Senior pastor searches people's heart well. He even knows, you know, how people would react, will react, and you know what people will do something, or evil thing or good thing. Well, the people of this world know first, the second, and third dimensional world, but not the fourth dimensional world. Likewise, you cannot discern the higher level than your level. So we have to pray to go into a deeper level. Then, to that extent, we can understand Father God's heart and will, and we can obey Him better. When people face a reality, their evil comes out. It's not goodness. So to the extent you come into spirit, you can discern others' level of goodness. However, people of flesh try to judge people from the outlook of the people. If you're in the third level of goodness, you cannot discern the people in the fourth level of goodness. Lower rank cannot discern higher ranks people. The same goes with the spiritual world. Ranks are decided because of needs, because there is need. Why do I talk about ranks? The reason is that in any given situation, you should not despise people because of this rank. Rank should not be ignored. And if you try to categorize people according to their ranks, it is also arrogance and pride. Even though you are spiritually ahead of others, you should not ignore other people. For example, since our Lord began His public ministry at the age of 30, would His disciples, who were older than Jesus, ignore our Lord? No, nobody could do. Would Moses and Apostle Paul despise others? No. Korah and his group, who stood against Moses, ignoring the rank that Father God set up, they could not be forgiven and fell down to a lower grave right away. You are arrogant. If you think you are higher ranked than others and ignore your subordinates. For example, you are a CEO of a company and your father is just the guard at the company. Will you give an order to your father in a rude way just because you are CEO of the company? The vice versa is the same. Even though you are a father, you cannot give an order to your son, who is the CEO of the company. You have to respect their rank, and you have to obey and serve each other. That is the perfect thing. Even though your rank is higher than others, you should not consider yourself better than others in all things. If you do, that is the act of pride and arrogance. When you know this and respect and consider others, then your fellowship and relationship will become a much better one. And if you can make the relationship well, then it is in wisdom. Let me tell you better details. In a group, there are people who can talk first, and there are people who should talk later. However, if you ignore this rank and try to insist your own idea, then it is pride and arrogance. I'm not saying that you should not talk your righteous idea. I'm saying that it is pride and arrogance if you ignore rank or if you ignore others because you think your rank is higher than others.
고려하기보다는 자신의 주장면을 파는데 급급한 모양입니다.
In a meeting, there are bounds that you should not go beyond. But you try to boast of yourself. You want to insist your idea. Then you ignore ranks in the meeting easily. So even though your idea is right, it is pride.
이것도 지금
20 years ago.
성도님들 그러지 않으실 텐데 20년 전에는 그러니까 왜 제가 20년 전 뭐 이렇게
I said, you know, 20 years ago, right? Because the pastor made this example 20 years ago. There was a meeting with a parish. But someone among that parish in a meeting with senior pastor do the talking. And other parish members wanted him to stop talking. No, they came to listen to senior pastor, but he didn't give senior pastor time to talk. He did the talking. So senior pastor couldn't say anything, and they wasted their time. They waited for months to get that meeting. So the one who did the talking should read the faces of others. They have to consider others' benefit. He just gave testimony. However, there were people who were waiting for senior pastors talking. So he should have made his testimony short. There are something that you should talk and you should not talk about. But there are people like this. You can find them easily. There are many people who do not give senior pastor time to talk. In some members, you know, I attend a meeting, and there are four or five people in the group. And I can find someone, you know, who leads the whole meeting, but who does the talking. Well, if you have something to talk about, then you just talk for 5 minutes. But, you know, she remembered it well. She just talked for 5 minutes, and the rest of the time, you know, she, you know, became a listener. Even though your idea is right, if you insist your idea only, then it is pride and arrogance.
또 순리 역시도 밟아서 나아가는 경우를 할지라도 드러내고자 하는 들레는 마음
If you insist your idea from the heart of, you know, showing off, then you should know it is also pride.
함부로 나서서 가르치려 하는 마음도 교만입니다.
You are not given a duty to teach others. But if you try to teach others without the proper title, then it is a pride as well.
질문한 사람을 무시하는 듯한 말투를 비치는 경우가 있습니다. 그냥
There is another example. When someone asks you a question, you act like you want to reveal what you know, and you ignore the person who asked you a question. You don't know this, and you give this answer. How rude and how arrogant it is. Now, in this situation, if you just sit still and don't talk, then you don't have pride? No. Even though you didn't react right away, in your heart, you think, I know the answer. I hope that, you know, other people may know that I know the answer. You already have a boastfulness in your heart. It is also pride and arrogance as well. Let's say, a worker is a man of spirits, but the parish pastor is not. If the man of spirits, the man of spirit should follow the order because he is just the worker, and there is a parish pastor. Let's say the parish pastor delivered message, and the man of spirit prayed. It's not right. The parish pastor should pray. The meeting was led by the parish pastor, but people asked counseling from the man of spirit on that place. It's not right. There is order that you should follow. So you all have to remember this all the time. And you should not try to be a teacher to others just thinking that you have higher rank than others. As your level of faith goes up, you may realize that whatever you have done, whatever you achieved was not done by your own effort, but it was done by the shepherd. You may become humble like this. You should not try to become the teacher. You should rather try to help others with wisdom, according to time, according to the proper ranks. You don't know everything. You got so many things that you have to learn. Even if you take a look at a small insect, you can find God's providence and wisdom from it. If you find something, just the trivial thing that you know, and if you try to show it off, then what will Father God say to you who created everything in the universe? You should know what you know is a very small part of the entire knowledge of this universe. Then you cannot but kneel down before Father God and become humble. Our mommy members piled up countless prayers and entered the level of Holy Spirit. However, they discern when to talk and when not, when to wait and when not. But those who learn something and try to become teacher to others, they should become more humble and get rid of pride. Those people who are considered full of knowledge eventually look for God. Why? Because they know this, they came to know this secret. When people don't know well, then they become arrogant. But those humble people know that, they are, what they know is just a small part of the universe. They naturally kneel down before Father God. Those people of goodness find something that they cannot go over, and they acknowledge the existence of God and they kneel down. Let me conclude this message. We can find different types of arrogance in many places. Not respect, not revering God, not serving others, not listening to others. Those people look at something when they talk, when they have conversation with others. They ignore others. They don't listen to others. And you should never do that. You should never ignore people when they talk to you. You should not have idle thoughts. Pride is not revealed all the time. When God tried to set Saul as the king of Israel, he said, "Am I not a Benjamite of the smallest of the tribes of Israel, and my family the least of all the families of the tribe of Benjamin? Why then do you speak to me in this way?" He was humble like this before Samuel the prophet. However, after he became the king, pride from his nature came out, and he stood against the will of God. He even tried to kill David, who was loved by God. Before he became the king, he couldn't even lift his head up before Samuel the prophet. But after he became the king, Samuel had to run away from King Saul. However, you should never think that Father God uses people for his needs and discard them later, just because, you know, Saul was arrogant and discarded later. Saul was humble at first, and he followed the will of God. When he was obedient, Father God used him, and blessings followed. However, in his nature, the pride and arrogance revealed, and he lifted up himself. And it was King Saul who disconnected himself from Father God. So Father God could not use him. So Saul himself made him discarded by God. When you are higher rank, when you are wealthier than others, when you have more knowledge, when you have better honor and authority, then chances are that you may ignore others. However, in this situation, if you serve others, then you will be loved greatly. However, if you don't do it, people pretend, you know, they respect you in front of you. However, once they turn back, they will point fingers at you, and they will not respect you.
회개하고 낮아지는 자리에 앉으시기 바랍니다. 조금도 높아질 이유가 없습니다.
If you are one of them, you have to repent and be humble. It is so poor if you don't realize it.
같지 않으시다고 말씀해 주셨습니다.
Senior pastor said that when people say, Dr. Lee is so humble, he does not like it. Why? Because it's a natural thing. It's something that he must do. People say, even though he is in charge of such mega-sized church, he looks humble all the time. Well, as a servant of God, as a child of God, it is natural to be humble. It is nothing to be praised of. This is something mandatory that you should do. It is your duty. How can you become arrogant and proud? There is nothing you can be boast of. There is nothing you can be proud of. James 4:6 says, God is opposed to the proud, but gives grace to the humble. In 1990s and 20s and even today, senior pastor is always humble and look for Father God's will. And standing on the rock and coming into spirit and whole spirit. You cannot accomplish all this because you do something right. You can achieve it only thanks to the shepherd. Why? Your vessel is not ready. You are not ready to embrace all those people with your given size of the vessel. However, thanks to the sacrifice and tears and love of the shepherd, who tried to help us all the time and repay over 90%. Well, senior pastor said, I'm sorry, a couple of times to me. He said, I'm sorry. And I said, why? Well, this is something that I have to fill up. This is my fault. The senior pastor said, you know, people of spirit are under trials, and even if I pray for them, you know, they don't get easily healed. So that's why I'm sorry. Then I thought myself, senior pastor will pray for us again and again while watching us on TV. I got no pain. In the space of the shepherd, I'm enjoying this moment of blessing to discover myself. However, senior pastor pays for those, you know, pays for the price for us so that, you know, we can come into spirit and whole spirit. We didn't accomplish something because we are right. We accomplished them thanks to our shepherd. James 4:6 says again, God is opposed to the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Why don't I receive grace? You don't, chances are that you are arrogant and full of proud. Father God does not give His grace to people of pride. People with pure heart can solve their problems by the grace of God, and they can be healed. So you have to repent, render your heart in repentance. Break yourself, break your pride and arrogance, break your wall of sin before Father God. If you humble like this, Father God will give you grace. I thought I was faithful. You know, I shed tears thinking of members and senior pastor. I thought I was doing okay. I thought I was on my way to Holy Spirit. However, I underwent the moment of, you know, trials. Okay, I'm so thankful to be able to change myself thanks to this trial. However, later on, I asked myself, why? I realized that why Father God, you know, gives me this time of, you know, trial. I was happy to listen to the word of God. I was happy to visit members. But now I realize that, haven't I hurted people's hearts when I visited them? And I discovered myself, and most nights and I shed tears. Mrs. Bong Lin Lee and Pastor Su Jin Lee ask me, why do you cry? Then I say, I hurt the people's hearts so many times. I didn't know back then, but I know now. Senior Pastor delivered many messages, and Father God let me know well. However, I didn't realize it before. Father God loved me so much. And He showed me the way to Spirit and Holy Spirit. However, He still loves me, and He allows me to undergo this time of, you know, trial. And He helps me realize what I did before in the past. I didn't consider others. I hurted others' heart without knowledge. And while I am discovering myself, and a senior pastor reads my face all the time, even though he doesn't need to do that, and he cares for me. Then I ask myself, am I doing the same thing to my members? Just as senior pastor does to me. Senior pastor has never said to me, Pastor Myung Lee, you should overcome this trial and come into Holy Spirit. He didn't say that. Whenever I think of this, I was sorry. Senior pastor said, congratulations. It is a time of trial for you to come into Holy Spirit. When I heard this, I looked back. When I see people, you know, who were on the trials, you know, I try to give them a piece of advice. But senior pastor didn't do that. He rather encouraged me. And he rather gave me a word of, you know, blessing and encouraged me. I remember what he said to me in this time of trial. I met a member. I used to say, you have to come into Spirit and Hold, and let's go to prayer place. But I just said, let's go to prayer place next year. You have so many good things, then you can do it. Later, she said to me, after you said that, I cried a lot. I thought I was doing not, I was, you know, short of many things. But once you said that, you know, I was greatly encouraged, and I could believe myself that I could do it too. She said, As you listen to this message, you have to ask yourself whether you thought you were superior than others, you were superior to others, your rank was higher than others. You came into Spirit and Holy Spirit and stand on the rock of faith thanks to our shepherd. However, still he serves us. He serves us and cares for us. Why don't you do that to others? Let us be humble. Dear brothers and sisters, do not become a man of pride, but become humble. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Let's think over the message and pray together. Let's receive senior pastor's prayer for the sick on screen. Lay your hand on the sick part of your body. If you are not sick, lay your hand on your chest and receive this prayer for the desires of your heart. Hallelujah, Almighty Father God of love. Please lay your hands on all believers who are receiving this prayer now. Show your works that transcend space and time on those who are receiving this prayer through satellites and the internet and on GCN TV, in branch churches and local sanctuaries around the world. Give them faith to believe and drive away negative thoughts and doubts and drive away all tests and trials from them. From head to toe, all entrails, joints, nerve tissues and cells, whatever the sick part may be, burn them with the fire of the Holy Spirit and with the original light. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, all diseases and germs and viruses and infirmities, go away. May the light come. Father, scorch all the terminal diseases and incurable diseases with the fire of the Holy Spirit and drive away all endemic diseases such as malaria. All contagious diseases such as cold, flu, and fever, go away. Protect them from all kinds of germs and viruses, Father. And heal them of all stomach cancer, lung cancer, liver cancer, breast cancer, uterine cancer, and intestinal cancers. AIDS, leukemia, cerebral apoplexy, high blood pressure, diabetes, thyroid diseases, heart diseases, lung diseases, women's diseases, and all inflammations, go away. Heal them of polio, stroke, arthritis, and herniated discs. Back pain, headache, neuralgia, and all other pains, go away. Epilepsy, autism, depression, neurosis, and other mental diseases, go away. All kinds of paralysis, be loosened. Get up, walk, and leap. Let the eyes see well, let the ears hear well. Let the blind come to see, the deaf come to hear, and the mute come to speak. Father, heal them of after effects of all kinds of accidents and fix their broken bones. And restore them from burns and let the heat and burning sensation go away. And let there be no scar left. Let the dead nerves and tissues and cells be regenerated and bring the dead back to life. And be cleansed from all kinds of drug addictions, poisoning, and substance abuse. Give them blessing of conception. May you receive the blessing of conception. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, the ruler of the air, and evil forces of darkness, go away. And their servants also go away. Go away, you evil spirit, unclean spirit, false spirit, deceiving and separating spirit, and other forces of darkness. Go away. Loosen the bonds of wickedness. And darkness, you go away. May the light come. Father God, give them strength to cry out in their prayer and power to cast off sins and to become sanctified. As their soul prosper, let all things go well with them and let their family be evangelized. Protect them from all kinds of accidents and disasters throughout this week and bless them to lead a prosperous life without any problems. with the firewall of the Holy Spirit, with the heavenly host and angels, and with your blazing eyes. Protect all your children, their family, and workplace and business. Give our students wisdom and understanding, and give them fervor and passion to study hard. Please keep their hearts and minds from the worldly things, and let them love Father God all the more fervently. Whether your children eat or drink or whatever they may do, let them do it all for the glory of Father God. Let them say, I met God, I experienced God, I received answers and blessings from Father God. Let them testify like this. Father God, thank you. Be glorified alone in heaven. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.